Gabriel Brown here doing another podcast. The last time we talked, we started to speak on consumer files. All right, so I want to pick up where I left off and I want to explain the difference between a consumer file, a consumer report, and a credit report. And then we'll go into more details on the actual consumer files. A credit report, of course, we know is from the big three: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Those are the three most popular credit reports that businesses use. And of course, we know that the most popular credit score that businesses use is the FICO score. 95% of businesses use the FICO score. All right. So we have the big three credit reports. Essentially, those reports are for vendors or businesses to review in their decision when an applicant applies for credit. So the underwriting guidelines or underwriting for a mortgage, underwriting review for an auto loan, underwriting for a personal loan, a consolidation loan, whatever it may be, the creditor will pull a credit report. Okay. Now, a consumer disclosure is when a consumer requests a copy of their credit file from Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion, the big three. There's many other credit bureaus. There's the big three and the minor three. I call it the major three credit bureaus and the minor three credit bureaus. And then there's some others, but we'll get into that later. So a consumer disclosure is when a consumer requests a copy of their credit file from the credit bureaus. That is not for the application of credit. It is only for the review of the data in their consumer file by a consumer, not by a creditor. And then the consumer file is the actual holy grail of nowadays, I should say, because the consumer file is more granular data about a consumer that 99% of all consumers have not seen their consumer file. And I have been speaking about this in my office the last 2 years or so, reviewing to clients how consumer files are also being consulted by banks and lending institutions in addition to their credit reports. All right. And I'll give you an example of a consumer file. Check systems. When you go to apply for a bank account, of course, the bank pulls your credit report. And then after that, the bank will also pull your check systems consumer file. And what they're looking for in this consumer file is information that's not included in your credit report, but a more granular data aggregation about you that's been created by private companies that sell this information, or your file, your consumer file. They sell your consumer file to creditors. In your consumer file, you will find, in your consuming file, a banker may find that you've had a relationship with another bank in another state or another banking institution, and that you had an account that was forced closed because you had a negative balance so long that the bank forced closed the account. Well, that won't show up on your credit report in most cases, a closed bank account, but it will show up in the consumer file or the database of check systems. Let me give you another example of a consumer file. You rent a property from a property management company and you pay your rent all 12 months on time. You leave the apartment or condo or whatever the rental property is, and you didn't know that an assessment was done on the condition of the apartment, the condo, or the house. And it was assessed that there was $1,500 in repairs that were necessary. well, you didn't leave a forwarding address. And so now the property manager is trying to collect from you, but it's not something that they've actually put on your credit report, because it costs money to report you. Whether they're reporting something negative or positive, the creditors pay a fee to the credit bureaus to report about you. So property management companies have a consumer file that they keep. It's a database that they use that's called SafeRent. SafeRent is something that won't show up on your credit report, but property managers, when they pull your credit report, also access the database or the consumer file on you that's in the database called SafeRent. And if you have any outstanding balances with any other property management companies, you will be declined to get a new rental property until you pay the outstanding balance in the consumer file about you that SafeRent is reporting to the property management company. Now, I've found many more consumer files than this. My wealth score system, which I believe is necessary that consumers understand what it is and how consumer files are affecting their approvals for their approval amounts, and also affecting their declinations, because you can have great credit and still be declined for additional credit, which means that could impact your ability to create wealth, because I believe that you're supposed to use your credit also to leverage to create wealth. And so my wealth score system is how the consumer files also have a new score, a fourth score called the wealth score. I won't go into that now, but as I mentioned, I have a book called The Wealth Score Expert that I wrote over, I believe, 18 months ago. And I go into the consumer files and what the fourth score that banks and lending institutions are using called the wealth score. All right. So once you get a hold of the list of consumer files that are most popularly used by banks and lending institutions, you can then correct, update, or freeze. All right. I call it, in my wealth score system, you request the reports, you redact the reports, which means you correct them, and then you restrict them. So the banks and lending institutions have to be honest again and focus only on the reports that you will have reference to when they consult them, which is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. When there's an inquiry on those reports, you see it, and you know that someone has accessed your credit report. But your consumer files, you do not know someone has accessed, or you do not know a creditor has accessed your consumer file, because typically you don't know the names, or you're not requesting a copy of your consumer files yearly. And there's no inquiry that shows up on your credit report for accessing a consumer file. Okay? So this is how consumer files work. This is what they are. They're private companies that have aggregated data through their research, scraping the internet, marketing data, questionnaires, all sorts of social media, and they gather this information and they sell it to banks and lending institutions as a way to help them mitigate their risk, okay, and have a broader review of your character, of your social behavior, of areas where you live, the zip codes in those areas, how much the houses are worth there, what's the crime rate in that zip code, what's the education, average education in that zip code. And all this data is collected through these private companies and then sold to creditors in a database, which each time they access the information about you, that's considered a consumer file about you. All right. So we'll go into more details about this as we go on day-to-day discussing credit, consumer disclosures, consumer files, strategies and protocols for rebuilding credit, strategies and protocols for repairing credit. And then we can even talk about my Wealth Score system, my Wealth Score Academy, my online membership site and course. It's a 6-week course where I do all of the training. I help you access all of your consumer files, the most important ones. I show you how to interpret them, show you how to freeze them, and then show you what your wealth score is. Very few people know that they actually have a wealth score. I also want to elaborate tomorrow on one of the most recent disclosures that was made via a blog or a PSA online. Is a new score, FICO score, that will be used in 2019. And this score will also be related to your wealth. All right. I've been talking about this so long that so few people have shared with me that they even know what their wealth score is. And I've been sounding this alarm for months that you have a wealth score and banks are looking at it. But now that they have this new Ultra FICO score, it confirms what I've been doing for clients for many months, which is helping them with my wealth score system through the Wealth Score Academy find these secret scores and secret consumer files that banks are using. So do a little research on the Ultra FICO score, and we'll talk more about that too.